Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. It's a good jingle, that, isn't it? Do you like that jingle? I'm welcomed in the show today by, I've got to get started because I kept saying it wrong, Dorian Reeland. Hi, Dorian, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
I take it, did you have any trouble? You didn't get a train down, did you?
No, took an Uber.
Oh, well, I've just read the trains out. Not too bad, unless you're going to Barking, of course, so you'll be missing that. Now, you're a young singer-songwriter from London, but originally from Geneva, in Switzerland,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, moved here about a year or so ago, yeah.
Close to the mic?
That's yeah.
It. That's
I moved to the UK about like a year ago, okay. A couple of months.
Yeah. How are you liking the UK? Good?
It's good, yeah. It's very liberating.
Yeah, I mean, of course, London, it's the music scene, isn't it? Is that one of the things?
It's the reason, yes, indeed. It's just there wasn't so many outlets in Switzerland, especially in the kind of genre of music that I am. So we decided, let's move here. I know the city. I have some relatives here, so it was an easy, obvious decision.
Yeah. And now you've moved out to, you've travelled out today to Essex.
Yes.
You know,
first time.
It's like all the famous people live in Essex, you know.
I see. Do you have a show? You have a show. The Only Way Is Essex.
Yes,
is
we do. Yeah, it's been going on for quite a bit now, and it's filmed right here in Brentwood. Most of it.
Oh, right.
So, and of course, later on, when you go head back into Brentwood, you'll see all the like tourists.
Okay.
They come down for the lot of hen nights, and they'll walk around and go to the Sugar Hut, which is a club, local club here, and then they go and visit all the people. A lot of the people on the show have shops, so they go and visit all the shops and stuff.
Okay,
so there you go. Right, let's get to your music, because for the people listening, what would you say your musical genre is?
I mean, it's classified under pop music. I think obviously, I'd say I have like a little dark twist. To it, it's a bit somber, it's quite sexual in a way, it's just because it's such a part of me, so in some of the tracks it comes out. I'd say in the genre it's going to, I'd say it's pop, punk music sort of stuff, not all of it, but the most recent stuff anyway.
And what made you want to jump into music? Because it's a hard industry now,
yes.
I mean, especially now. We're talking videos later, but if you jump onto some of the video channels and Facebook and things, everyone seems to be doing it. So you've got to have a big passion to want to do it. I'll get a message across. Is that how you?
It's just I have a very sort of a bit of a lonely approach to music. I've always written on my own. The music, the lyrics, then you sort of develop that on your own, and then you meet some people that will help you produce, and it was just a very organic process. I never really was like, all right, I'm going to do this definitely. It was sort of, all right, I wrote a song, oh, I met someone that can help me, create into a final product, and then someone else, and then so the song collection sort of built that way, and yeah, I just loved it. It's just nothing like writing a song from start to finish and just having, that little idea and then being an actual song. So it's what I enjoy most. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, gotta do it.
After releasing, you released two singles, Wasting My Time and Are You Ready? You featured in a local musical, it's called Hermesia, is it? Hermesia.
Hermesia.
That's back in Switzerland, isn't it?
Yes.
What was that? It was like a festival? Typical.
So it was so the two singles you referred to were like when I was really sort of dabbling and starting out. It was independent projects. Well, it still is sort of, but it was really music videos with friends. I think the Wasting My Time, the very, very first one was even...
Is that 2013, 2012, 2013?
So that one was 2010, that one. And it was just recording it like in a friend's garage. He had like his little studio. Sort of made up, yeah. So it's very, as I said, very organic process. And so the musical you're referring to is it was a full production for 27 dates, and it was running, and it was a completely original show written for us. It was the audience was like, I don't know, 300 people at per night. It was a nice little thing, and it was my first sort of musical thing, and it was sort of, it's a rock opera, we call this. I don't know if it translates here in the UK.
Yeah.
Sort of more, it's not classical musical as in, sort of a show with a band. It's more, it had a lot of guitar, even trumpets and stuff like that. It was a bit different. Yeah. It was fun.
And that takes us to more up to date, because your first singles, I suppose, was Oversexual.
Oversexual is it's the first one that's going to be on the EP that's going to come out soon. So it's the first one of the new of what I'm doing actually right now.
Okay,
that I would consider me. So it's I just released it when I moved here. So it was recorded in Switzerland. The video was also in Switzerland and stuff. But it's a song that got me. So the big thing that had happened to me last year was winning Pride's Got Talent, which is London. So for London Pride, and I auditioned with that very song. So okay. And that got me the thing, and I did the song at Trafalgar Square on Pride, huge performance. That song was sort of it's the first fire.
we're going to play a song. Let's have a little listen to what you're saying. Like, we're going to play one off the CD. Is it going to be track one?
Oversexual, yeah.
Track one.
Track, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Hello, great beat as well, wasn't it?
Thanks.
Fantastic. That's kind of like it's like poppy dance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I didn't want to go for a straightforward dance record. Like the song never really takes off. People expect a big explosion at the end of the chorus, and it's just sort of thumping, and you know, you can twerk a bit and grind
a bit. Yeah.
It's not like Rihanna's "We Found Love," for example. It just explodes after the chorus. Yeah.
But it's quite catchy. Dun 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 dun. And that's a good thing about a good song. He's got a beat that you can kind of move your feet to, you know.
Yeah, it's a very, like, I love doing it live because people really pick up on it. It's a little cheeky. It's not funny, but it's like it's not too serious. Mm. Obviously, sort of about flirting with the audience a little bit.
So where do you get your musical influence from? What artists do you like?
So it's very different. My favorite artist is, but I don't do anything like her. So I really love Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
I think she's very, she's very capable of doing quite anything. She's
a accomplished musician as well.
Yes,
songwriter.
And that's what I really respect about her, is the talent.
The performance is that, you know, she puts in. Some people like her, hate her. I think that's the term. But her stage shows are fantastic as well.
Yeah.
But she started years ago as a writer and for other
definitely.
People.
Yeah, that's what she did. And also, she's great at piano. She can, pull off a rock song, jazz. I just saw her with Tony Bennett. For the jazz tour she's having right now, so that's what we respect about her. But in terms of the music she's known for, the sort of Over Sexual would be maybe the closest song to actually a Gaga song. Otherwise, it's not really what I tend to write. So I think I've been influenced by bands like Queen as well. Vocally, I have to say, even though I wasn't a massive fan of listening a lot Michael Jackson, like he's sort of brought this sort of modern pop how it is now, in terms of a male singer, how you sing and how you, you know, have that sort of little sexiness.
I liked a lot of his earlier stuff as well.
For
MJ, but and his latest album they put out, which people have worked on, wasn't as good. It failed to have his stamp on it,
I think there was a reason why these songs were never out when he was alive. It was just, it wasn't songs he thought deserve, yeah. Mm. So, I did like the single. I don't remember what the single was called of that album. It was all right, but
people buy it for the name sometimes. You're gigging at the moment. 26 Bankside Space for the closing of Arts Pride.
Yes.
That's at the eve of Pride of London.
Yeah.
Going to be good.
Did your homework good.
Absolutely. Because you've done a lot of this before, so tell us about that. It's obviously a fantastic music event.
So what I'm doing, so Arts Pride is the sort of festival, a 1 week festival leading up to Pride, which is next Saturday, 27th. So I'm doing, actually right after we're done together, I'm hopping back to London, and at the True Brewers there's the opening of Arts Pride.
Yep.
So True Brewers is a very sort of popular gay venue in Clapham, so I'll be performing here. And then on the 26th, the closing of this festival. So all week long, you have sort of gallery shows. Photographers have been putting out some work, and then it's going to be different venues. You can check, like, they have a website on Pride of London. You can check the Arts Pride Festival, what it's about. And then at Bankside, this is closing on the 26th. So I'll be performing here alongside other artists. Also the winner and runner-ups from Prize Got Talent of this year.
Yeah, and you've won one.
I won the contest last year. It was the first edition. This is the second.
So you're going to hand over the kind of...
Yes, that's what I'm doing on the main stage on the 27th for Pride. I'm handing... I think they're actually going to have a crown... on that I never got to wear, damn it.
Just put it on quickly.
Basking in the 2 seconds.
Run off of it. Clapham's is a great place for music. London, I mean, all the places you mentioned are big on the music scene, which is fantastic. Do you like gigging around London? Do you find a good audience for you?
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, even if you go to a small venue, there's 10 people there, they're really going to be... receptive, because they came here, they want it. It's really good. When I first arrived, I did quite a few shows, and then I sort of calmed down and focused on the record, and then was mostly recording. Now I want to gig more again, so this week having 3 gigs, it's pretty cool. I like it. People are great here, really receptive, and again, very different with Switzerland. Don't want to hate on my you know, country. I love Switzerland, but it's definitely like if you go and you gig at a venue, a lot of big chances are that, you know, people are not going to be, they're just going to be talking, and it's just not going to, you can't feed off of that, and that's terrible. I hate it when you're just there and really, I mean, I don't need everyone to be, you know, like not talking and stuff, but there's sort of a connection that you want to establish with the audience, and if it's just flatlining,
there was
it's
a bit.
There
was something on TV the other day. I can't think what it was. Switzerland had come up in the news for something rather. Not just the FIFA thing, because they was investigating that. There was something else going on, and they had all the police that was there, and they got the best looking police force in the world.
Switzerland.
Yeah, there were a lot of models. There was. Oh, you know, in the uniform. You know what I mean? But there you go. It was rather weird because the people there are very proud, but they're always with good looking people. That's that people say, oh, it's Switzerland, and they always think of models. Did you find that?
I didn't know that was or stereotype. I don't know. Stereotype is always that Swiss people are rich or something like that.
yeah, living in bank accounts.
wooden, you know, cabins.
That's part of the FIFA thing at the moment, isn't it? I think it was something to do with FIFA, actually, because they was talking about, because it's with them in America that's are doing the sorting the football out. Let's go back to the music. We're going to play another track. What's the second track on the CD?
So the second track is one that's actually never been, I've never previewed it, never played it, so.
That's cool.
There you go.
It's called exclusive.
It's called Slave to Love.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
I can't help myself, but when it comes to love, I'm a hopeless case. I feel so alive, but when it's in my veins, I get ecstatic. I won't sleep, I won't breathe, I won't live till I find it again. We all slave the song, some for drugs, some for gold, some for lust, some for trust. Addicted to the worst of all, I'm a slave to love. We all cry when comes the door. Some for wealth, some for stuff, some for health, some for death. Enough can make my tears run dry. I'm a slave to love. I'm a slave to love. I can't think when my heart is broken, all I want is to
feel the void.
I can't fake a smile when I'm on the run. Please don't waste my time. I won't eat, I won't pray, I won't care until it beats again. We're all slaves of some sort. Some for drugs, some for gold, some for lust, some for trust. I'm addicted to the worst of all. I'm a slave to love. We all cry when comes the door. Some for wealth, some for stuff, some for health, some for death. Love can make my tears run dry. I'm a slave to love. I'm a slave to love. Some for drugs, some for gold, some for lust, some for trust. Some for drugs, some for gold, some for lust, some for trust. Master in control. Addicted to the worst of all, I'm a slave to love.
I'm a slave to love.
We all run when comes the door.
When comes the door.
Stop.
When comes the door.
Now enough can make my tears run dry. I'm a slave to love. I'm a slave to love.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back.
Great jingle.
It is a great jingle, isn't it? Every time I put that on, the guests always laugh. Like, and I put a funny face like that. It just looks right for you. Right, okay. Let's get to your... because you've got a new single out at the moment, Sensation.
Yes.
It's out now.
It's out.
Tell us a little bit about it, and can we buy it?
Yeah, you can buy it on iTunes and Amazon and anywhere you can get it. And so please do. And so I released a video recently to it as well. And leading up to I thought it was a good... The song to the video is very LGBT and celebrating sort of the opening of Pride season, June being the month that opens it all. The song's not necessarily an LGBT song, but I thought it's really... I was inspired by London, my move here, and just seeing everyone can really do what they want, like, because you have such a big city, you'll always find people that are like you. And I think when you come from a smaller town, or, you know, if sometimes you're in an environment where it's like, oh, this is not okay what I'm feeling or what I like, because it's not the norm. And if you just go out of it, you'll just find that it's fine. You'll find people like you that like the same thing as you.
London's probably the best city in the world for that.
Like, so Sensation is really about that, is sort of making fun of the word sin itself, because I think, you know, sin's always been used, you know, to brands like things like, don't do this, it's bad, and there's no real explanation. It's sort of a bit of, you know, it's very shaming, sort of like, all right, don't do this, oh, it's a sin. And so just kind of saying F all that and just get on with it.
And normally, I mean, this is going to go onto your new EP, which you're doing at the moment. This is going to form part of one of the tracks off that. How's that coming along? Have you got a name for that? Have you got the track lineup roughly?
So the EP was going to be and is still sort of in the project name called Sensation. So
be the title of
the title of the lead single. Now I'm actually meeting up with some people, and I'm going to add a few songs to it, because I feel like it, like, you know, when you and until it's really there out, it's always a process. You know, you can always change it. You really have at some point being like, all right. No, let's get it out and be done with it. So I'm just going to add a couple of tracks, so the name might change. I'm shooting a music video soon for another track, which is going to be the one that's going to release the whole project. So end of summer, early fall. Until then, anything could change. So
And you've got a great video for this one. I've seen it online. Yeah, starts thanks. Off really good as well. I don't know who the chap is talking about. It's like an old clip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's archive footage. Yeah. And the opening scene is actually a detective from, I think at the time it was called the Department of Morals and whatever.
It's amazing to
actually had that. And so he's like, you know, in a school.
Is that from the States?
It's from the States. Yeah, telling, was, you know, children, like, all right, if you're gay, your life's going to be miserable.
Yeah. Is that from the 60s?
It's from the, about mid-60s and 60s. And I think it's terrible to watch, because now you'll sort of, either you'll feel super uncomfortable, or either you'll just laugh. You're just like, this is out of, you know, so insane, and it wouldn't happen like that. But you're thinking that at this time, it was just normal talk.
I think for me, I looked and I thought, you know, obviously, because first of all, it took me a few seconds to see if it was like real footage or whether it'd been dubbed. And then I thought, no, this is real. Straight away, I thought it was found about the 60s American, you know, could they really be doing that back then? But we know, you know,
it was illegal.
The world was a different place.
Back then.
Right, let's give the track a play. This is your new track, and it's called Sensation.
I'm free, it's what I want you to be. The beast between you and me, I know it's not that easy, baby. In the face of a lie, we'll cry, there is no need to come die. If I tell you tonight, we're running wild. And I run and I run and I feel alright. And I fly like I won't get down. And I'm high and I'm high and I'm high on life.
Step out of my comfort zone. not my reality. Got a mind and a body, that's it, and I don't know more, baby. They'll give you that most free.
Great.
What a sweet ecstasy. You can keep it. Who's to tell you right from wrong tonight? And I fly, and I fly like I won't get down. And I'm high, and I'm high, and I'm high tonight. Sensation. Wearing your straight jacket, you need a little push to let you freak out loud. You can't be rude or crude, life is too short for prude. Talk the talk and walk the walk. There is no superstar without a little fire. If you're a friend of hell, you'll never taste heaven. You'll be second to none, let's show them how it's done. The only rule is not to let them like it, unless you like it like a
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Sensation, emotion, the world is spinning down on you. Oh, don't you run. Liberation, you be strong. You can find what makes you tick, where you belong. Sensation.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And we're chatting to Dorian Reland. Patty Raland about his new music. And we've just played his latest song, Sensation. It's fantastic. And he's got a great video, which we've talked about as well. You've got videos for some of the other tracks as well, haven't you? Some of the earlier tracks. So
yeah.
You can hop over to most of them on your...
They're on my YouTube. Definitely the production values are increased. Like with the latest one, I did it properly. It's all it was all independent, which is what. But I like the journey. It's very organic, as I said. We'll see.
Talk me quickly about writing your songs. How do you go through that? Are you drawing now off your what happens to you personally, your life, what you what you believe in?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Your tunes.
It's definitely like there's like for a period of time you're like I can't write about anything else but this. It's very you feel strongly about something. It's experience. It's also fantasy sometimes. Over Sexual is actually one of the song that I wrote that was completely non. Autobiographic at the time I wrote it. I wasn't out, so that was, I didn't know I was gay, sort of. And I wrote this sort of like thinking, what would it be like to, have lots of sex, I suppose.
So, yeah, well, why not? So well, I could write about that.
Because I was not very flirtatious at all. So that track was really about a confidence boost because it's very cheeky. It's like, I know you want me and stuff. I couldn't say those things. So Over Sexual sort of was a fantasy track. And actually later on it became sort of an biographical, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
As I,
But the videos are like that. I mean, if you've looked at some of the, if anyone's on online and they go on to, because you've got a web page, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's www. Just the name.
Doreen Rowland. I keep it simple. It's always Doreen Rowland.
Dot com. And from there, if you can go, you go to the top right. You can find him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So you can go straight to the links, yeah. And they'll take you to the links.
That's on the website. The videos are listed.
They're all listed down. And if you watch the videos, some great ones. There's some couple of chaps wearing full black masks. The old Gimpo masks are out, yeah. Aren't they? In some of them, which is quite good. They must be fun to make. And they're not camp really. The videos. They're not comedy either. They're entertaining, for definite.
With the most recent music that I've done, like Sensation, it's sort of dark and heavy a little bit, but I always want to keep it playful because I'm a bit like that. I'm a bit goofy.
Playful,
like,
that's the word. Yeah.
So the version of Sensation just heard at all the swear words edited out, but like there's quite a few of them, but it really
10 minutes longer normally.
It's sort of because it's that little cheeky, because you deal with sort of very heavy themes in terms of identity, pursuing what you should do, but at the same time I don't want to give out lessons or be berating, so you have to light it up with a bit of camp it up a little bit maybe, but yeah. That's how I do it. I always want to find the humor in everything without it being a parody, because that's I'm not a parody singer.
You've got at the moment Britain's Got Talent just been on not long ago. You've got X Factor, Voice coming up. Is that something you'd ever look at doing? Would you put yourself on a reality TV program?
I don't know if it's the right medium for me, but saying that, I did I auditioned for X Factor last year. I didn't go through, and I auditioned again this year, and we'll see what happens. It's in the open, so we'll see what happens. It's all experience. I always want to take every experience in, so we'll see. I'll take on the opportunity if it comes. I'm not chasing it actively, because I have my thing happening and doing, and I know a lot of people that applied are not necessarily songwriters, or they're really at the beginning, just like, oh, I really like to sing, and there's some great voices on these shows. I'm not saying like amazing voices, but maybe it's not the same stage or the same thought process, so I'm not going to chase it really, really hard, because it's, I don't know if it's right for me. It's just, but why not? Yeah. Maybe be good. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's been great chatting to you. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. But we've still got another song to play, haven't we? We've got another track. Tell us about that one.
So this track is going to be the one that's going to lead to the opening. So when I'll release my EP, this video is going to be the promotional tool for it. The track's called Life is Hard, and it's a little cheeky. It's a bit of a piss song. It's just funny. It's the funniest track on the EP. It's about... sort of how do you get on, but instead of being miserable, just have a laugh, and all right, yeah, maybe you can't pay rent this month, but who cares? Like, there's tons of other ways, to go around it.
And what's the track called?
It's called Life is Hard.
Doreen Whelan, thank you very much.
You gotta wake up, post up, get on your feet. You gotta pay rent, groceries, coffee machine. Starbucks, what's up? Ain't gonna change. I spend my cash in the studio doing my thing. I gotta move fast, make it last, shoot for the crown. When I get my big break, feeling like a superhero. Shut up, stand up, here's what I say. Life is hard. Smooth my skin, stick it on Twitter. I go to dance clubs, sex clubs, glitter and chains. Still ain't a VIP. Me, what's my glass of champagne? Why you call me stupid? Should I call it quits? I'm on a roll, babe, while you troll. This is my kick. Can I make him starstruck? Get rid of his bad luck. Work hard, play hard, don't give a fuck.